Hello.
Hello, my name is Nina and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
This is he.
I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. I was recently laid off because of the economy, I guess, and I was trying to call and see if I could get my claim started.
Okay, can I have your social security number, please?
Yes, ma'am. It's 420-419-3375.
Thank you. And can I have your first and last name?
It's Jerion Williams, Jerion, last name Williams, Williams.
Thank you. And your date of birth?
It's 08-29-1993.
And your mother's maiden name?
Williams.
And that was
oh,
the last name
Gates.
she was born
I'm
with?
I'm sorry, Gates. Gates,
Thank
I'm
you.
sorry.
And your driver's license number?
One second.
Okay.
Okay, it's 9909727.
Thank you. And do you have any difficulties speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
And is English your preferred language?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you've been approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. And which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
And is this a traditional bank account, like one that has a physical building?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Okay, so for direct deposit, we only accept traditional bank accounts?
Oh, okay. So Wisely is not a traditional?
No, I do not believe that is. We don't accept anything like Cash App or PayPal or Chime. It would have to be something like PNC Bank or like Wells Fargo, like ones that have buildings.
Okay, no matter. It's not anybody like that.
Okay. So would you like to go with the benefits card?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So by law, I am required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Vantage prepaid account. The Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica charges no monthly fee, no per-purchase fee, a $0 in-network ATM withdrawal fee, and a $1.30 out-of-network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There is no fee for live customer service calls. There is a 35-cent fee for automated customer service calls. There is a $1 inactivity fee, which is charged after 12 months of no activity. Comerica Bank charges two other types of fees. They are card replacement fees, which is $4 for regular delivery and $19 for expedited delivery, an international transaction fee, which is 2% of the transaction amount. Please note the customer service and card replacement fees can be lowered depending on how and where the card is used. See the long form disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fee. The long form disclosure for this prepaid card can be accessed by calling 1-800-499-2035 or online at labor.alabama.gov/benefits card. There's no overdraft or credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about prepaid accounts, you can visit cfpb.gov/prepaid. Find details and conditions for all fees and services in the cardholder agreement. Would you like to continue with your selection of the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card? And can I have your mailing address, please?
457 Flint Hill Road, apartment 115.
You said Flint Hill Road?
Yes, ma'am.
And what apartment was that?
115. It's Bessemer, Alabama, 35022.
Thank you. And is your residence address different from this mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Has your address changed in the last year?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your primary telephone number?
It's area code 2058.
Then 800-2963. Okay. And I just want to make sure that I have this address correct. Was that 457 Flint Hill Road, apartment 115, Bessemer, Alabama, 35022?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following street addresses in Bessemer have you ever lived at or been associated with? 167 Houston Drive, 225 Dedrick Street, 501 McAdery Avenue.
The 167 Houston Drive.
The Houston Drive?
No.
Okay. And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1435 Mountain Lake Road, 1555 Miles Street?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Enterprise, Albertville, Fairfield, Phoenix City, or none of the above? Okay. And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
And when was your last day of work?
Friday.
December the 9th?
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
And are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
And have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
30, 40.
And what's the lowest hourly wage you would accept?
17.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
And what was your previous job title?
I was a laborer, machine operator, lab machine operator.
And what's the name of the company you're filing for?
EPC. It's the Elitch. Hold on, let me look. Look up EPC. BTC in Delta.
Thank you. And can I have their phone number?
Is Engineer Plastic Component. And the phone number is 702-4166.
Is it a 334 number?
No, ma'am. It's 205.
And when was your employment start date with them?
It was in October of last year. I think it was like on the 14th.
What city and state was this work performed in?
Bessemer, Alabama.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
And why are you no longer working for this employer?
They said it was the economy. I guess they're not making enough money to pay me. I have a letter that they gave me that I need to read that letter.
Yes. Does it specify like an exact reason on that letter for you to file under?
Oh yes, ma'am, it does. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. This is his mother. I just want to read the letter to you.
Okay.
Okay, it says, although management regret to take this action, EPC will be downsizing our workforce due to a sluggish economy, which has resulted in a reduction of available work. Okay. We had hoped that during this time that we could keep all our employees with the company. Unfortunately, this is not the case. We must inform you that we will be unable to utilize your service after December the 9th. This is of no fault of your own. This layoff action is indefinite in duration and should be considered permanent. If you have any questions or concerns regarding this letter or its content, please feel free to contact Tammy Lauderdale at 205-702-4166. That concludes it, unless you want the rest of the, she was the HR supervisor.
Okay, thank you. And would you like to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
You say you want to have 10% withheld for federal income tax. No, ma'am.
Okay. Do you have pen and paper?
Yes, ma'am. Just a second. Let me get a pen. Okay.
So I have your 4-digit PIN, and this is the PIN you'll use when you call in each week to do your weekly certifications. It is 7593.
Okay.
And I'm now going to read you your closing statements. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or you can log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov to update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in the interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims uses calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. And if you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, and not on Saturdays. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week, so you can do your first one on December the 18th.
Okay, so December the 18th, that's when he needs to start making the weekly claim.
Yes, that would be when you're able to do your first certification.
Okay.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. All right, Mr. Williams, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
Do you know the benefit amount?
No, I'm not able to see that.
Okay. Well,
they
okay.
will be sending you a letter of your monetary determination, though.
Okay. Well, thank you, ma'am. I really do appreciate it.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.